TARDIS. Of course. Right, I'm getting better at these little short hops. Come along, Pond. And in they went, the Doctor dancing around the console as he fixed the coordinates, flicking switches, pulling levers, and generally doing more than seemed necessary to get his time ship to move. The column at the centre of the console moving up and down, that familiar noise following the TARDIS as it moved, only a few feet. Out they came through the door, the Doctor with his sonic screwdriver already pointing at the panel on the front that says pull to open. A quick press and the TARDIS started to vibrate, the light on top flashing with energy. A light that was soon copied by each of the trees in turn as it passed clockwise around the circle. Eventually, the circuit was complete and a hoop of energy formed, which then shot off into the sky, followed by another and another, until almost a beam, a cylinder of energy, headed towards the meteorite, striking it, disintegrating it. A rain of dust fell on the village at the bottom of the hill. None of the villagers aware of the disaster that could have befallen them. Well, said the Doctor, that was an adventure after all. I'm glad you were here to point that out to me, Pond, because you know what my problem is? What? Asked Amy. Sometimes I can't see the wood for the trees. And that's the end of the adventure of the electric trees. Thank you.